Of course, if you like music and you like contests and you like Europe, you're in for a treat because it's the Eurovision thingy. I've forgotten the name now. Eurovision Song Contest is on today on BBC One. Yes, this is one of those moments which is fixed in the BBC calendar. Come what may, there'll always be a Eurovision, and we'll always send lots of people from Shepherd's Bush or wherever, all the way over to wherever to do the programme. Yes, I'm sure they could just sit in a box in London somewhere, save the airfare. But no, they like to send people all the way over to whatever the host nation happens to be. Used to be Terry Wogan, old chap. He called it a day, and we've moved on now. And it's some Norton bloke. I thought that was some sort of antivirus software. Well, never mind. Right, let's have a look here at the BBC press thing here. For, it's, believe it or not, folks, we're on to week 20, which is pretty good. Almost halfway through the year, which is quite rather frightening when you think about it, but there we go. So Eurovision Song Contest 2011 final. So I used to prefer it was just one night, and you look forward to it, but then they had the sort of the semi-final. This is the second time now I'm being interrupted by the phone. I'm not very happy. Give me one second, folks. Go and see who is interrupting me here on my Saturday morning. Okay. It's gone. We're back, folks. Hello. This is part two of the podcast. This is after the phone call. Quite a nice phone call, actually. Yes, I can't say who it was, but very nice, yes. Okay, so we move on now, taking a look at some of the things on the BBC. Basically, Eurovision Song Contest, which is something which, obviously, is, by definition, is about Europe, has lots of nations in it, or at least one, which is not in Europe. Maybe a couple who are not actually in Europe, which sort of spices things up a little bit. I think they're building up to sort of inviting America to be in, to just sort of finish it off. But basically, a lot of nations in the Eurovision Song Contest who are not from Europe in any way, shape or form. But it's all interesting stuff. It's from Dusseldorf. And the UK people are blue. It's the old boy band, of course. They're doing a sort of Take That, looking very sort of old. It's like an old boy band now. And it's got 24 competing nations in it, and that's on tonight. So watch out for that. I used to watch it. I watched the one, oh, goodness me, about 10 years ago. Maybe not 10 years ago, but quite a few years ago, where the British entrant was Welsh, I think she was. And the line from the song was, "Come back if you love me." And that was very nice, very touching, very emotional song. And ever since then, we sort of went downhill, quite frankly. And they sort of got worse and worse. And then we had the whole sort of Andrew Lloyd Webber thing, and quite pathetic. I don't think invading Iraq did us any good, because I think after the Iraq invasion and the fallout from that, we were sort of getting political votes. People were voting against us or not voting for us at all as a sort of political demonstration of their anger at the UK for going to war. And whilst I'm against the war, I was against the war, I am against the war, I think it was a bit below the belt to vote against us in the Eurovision because of it, wasn't it? I think so. I think you can. That was a bit cruel. Made us the laughing stock of Europe. I think we came second to last in that particular year. And that was attributed by the experts to the sort of world condemnation of the invasion of the Middle East. So there we go. Okay, so watch out for the Eurovision Song Contest. It's on BBC One. Probably, quite possibly on BBC America. But do you think it is, Pilar? Do you think it's on BBC America? Be a bit strange if it was, but it quite possibly is. So there's that, and there's a few other things as well. Radio 1's Big Weekend, look out for that. And I think that's it. I think the highlight there of the day, at least, if not the week, is the Eurovision Song Contest final for 2011.